Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast. And we continue today with the urgent prophecies of the last times as they have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. In the 30th chapter of Isaiah, God addresses his people where he says, "Woe to you apostate children, says the Lord, that you would take counsel and not of me, and would begin a web and not by my spirit." That's Isaiah 30 verse 1. This could very easily be applied to the change of ordinance that took place at Vatican II, if in fact it doesn't refer to it directly, because at the council, they began a web, but not by God's Spirit. This new threat of today is not part of the Church's ongoing tradition, but has its origin outside the Church. With the Second Vatican Council, the doors were opened up to allow the agents of other religions to come in and have a say-so in the running of our Church. The whole point of the council was to consult with this new panel of advisors and adopt some of their ideas into the Catholic Church, which indeed they have done. As Isaiah said, "Woe to you that you would take counsel and not by me, that you might add sin upon sin." And this has really been the fruits of the Second Vatican Council, that the Church today is driving headlong into sin. Isaiah puts it beautifully in the 24th chapter of his prophecy where he says, "They have transgressed the laws. They have changed the ordinance. They have broken the everlasting covenant." Isaiah 24:5. All one has to do is think back 30 years and remember a church that was beautifully united with one universal language, doctrine, and liturgy. And now, 30 years later, we have a church that has been reduced to utter shambles. Sacred chant has given way to strumming. Sacred liturgy has given way to clapping. Shorts, straps, and garments of sin are now a common sight in the pews as the people swing to the beat of a new gospel. What we're talking about here is the profanation of the temple, which is heading toward the coming abomination of desolation. We are truly witnessing the revolt of the last times spoken of by St. Paul, which would usher in this coming time of Antichrist. But thankfully, God has continued with his mercies of old, and has sent among us prophets at this last hour to warn the people of this coming time of times. We refer especially to the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. She was heaven's mouthpiece to the world in these latter days. For a span of 25 years, beginning in 1970, the Virgin Mary and her son would speak to Veronica and would enlighten her as to what is to come upon the world very shortly. Her commission from God was to go forward like a latter-day John the Baptist and warn the people that the Lord on high is about to visit the world in his wrath. As it says in Isaiah 24:1, "Behold, the Lord shall lay waste the earth, and shall strip it, and shall afflict the face thereof, and shall scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof." And indeed, those days are now upon us. Sadly, not all have hearkened to the warnings from heaven. Many have turned their backs on these warnings, accusing them of being sadistic or gloom-laden, as if they were some sort of rude interference upon our peace. The ill behavior toward the prophets in the last times is even spoken of in Isaiah, in this chapter 30 again, where it says, "It is a people that provoketh to wrath, and lying children, children that will not hear the law of God, who say to the seers, See not, and to them that behold, Behold not for us those things that are right, speak unto us pleasant things, see errors for us." That's Isaiah 30, 9 and 10. How many times have we heard people say, "Why does Veronica have to always behold such dire visions and bring us such dire tidings of wrath and destruction? Why doesn't she say nice things and make us happy and speak of peace?" Well, be it known that those that run about the earth today crying peace are the false prophets of the last times. These are seducers that tell you what you want to hear. But those who are serious about God, who have a love for the truth, will cheerfully hear the prophets and roll with the program. Because as Our Lady has said, time is short. Our days upon earth must now be spent being ready for what is to come upon us. Back in the 80s, Our Lady warned that a wave of terrorism was coming to America, which would produce carnage such as had never been seen before. At the time, the prospect of such an occurrence in the U.S. seemed unthinkable, but today the nation is licking its wounds in the wake of the cruelest act of terrorism ever to strike any country. But this is only the beginning, dear friends. Things will get worse. because many years ago we did not listen to Our Lady when she cried out to America and told us to get rid of abortion, to get rid of homosexuality, to get rid of the United Nations. We'll come back to this momentarily, but right now we would invite you to write in for the free information. You can address your correspondence to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. We include with your packet of information a rose petal that has been blessed by Jesus that has attached to it the power of cure and conversion. And we also include in your package our latest issue of Heaven Speaks Today, which is on the recent attack on America. Therein you can read what Our Lady said many years ago concerning what was coming upon our country and what is yet to come. As we said on our show last week, even if they catch bin Laden and hang his head up on the wall in Washington, what good is accomplished? There are 1,000 other bin Ladens who are eager and ready to take his place. If Mr. Bush really wants to get to the root of the problem and avenge the ones who were responsible for September 11th, he would take his troops and his war machine and go after the international bully boys at the United Nations, because they are the ones who are orchestrating this international terrorism. Their whole agenda is to bring down America and to break down the present system through hard times and terrorism and violence, so that we will eventually be forced to move into a new system where America relinquishes its sovereignty as a great Christian republic. Now, we're talking about the coming New World Order that is in the works. This is their whole reason for existing. Their plan is to get all the nations of the earth to relinquish their national sovereignties so that each country will now be under the jurisdiction of a new international government. And the White House for this new international government is the United Nations in New York. Now, their number one enemy has always been the United States of America, because we pose the greatest threat to their plans. We are their number one obstacle. And this is why they have put so much effort into breaking down America through abortion, homosexuality, lewd sex education, drug infiltration. Yes, they're behind all of this and more. Their number one target has been the American youth, to corrupt the young, so that the future generations would not have that strength of character to uphold the American way. Let there be no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. The people at the UN do not believe in the American way. With their own lips, they profess that they do not believe in the American system of government. It has been their longtime wish that the American Constitution be written off altogether. Have you ever wondered why we no longer celebrate Washington and Lincoln's birthdays? It's because Washington and Lincoln are their greatest enemies. They don't want the nation looking up to their enemies. They don't want Americans to follow their example of true patriotism. So they simply beheaded their holidays, just like they're trying to behead our country now. People like bin Laden and Hussein are just puppets in this international network of terror that is being orchestrated through the United Nations. The question we have to ask ourselves is, what are they doing in our country? It is for reason that Our Lady told us many years ago to send the United Nations from our shores. I quote from Our Lady's message of February 2nd, 1972, where she says, "You will remove from your country the seed of evil, the UN, that grows strong in your city. The mark of the beast has labeled your city Babylon. Open your hearts and eyes to the truth. Soon it will be too late. You are being blindly led to your own destruction. The brood of vipers within your city must be removed at once." Our Lady echoed the same warning on September 13, 1975, where she said, "America, you will remove yourself as a country from the brood of vipers, the UN, in your city. It will be set up to lead your people to destruction." Unquote. In very deed, the UN is the seat of Lucifer. It is the headquarters of the Antichrist conspiracy of one world, run by the Grand Masters of Deceit, known as the Illuminati and the Third Worlders. It has been their insidious effort to brainwash the populace with the illusion of peace and security, while at the same time pumping into our country all manner of witchcraft, drugs, and pornography, so as to crumble our moral and political structure and pave the way for this new international government. However, their plan is a little more far-reaching than we have indicated thus far. We said before that America was their number one enemy, and this is true, secularly speaking. But as Our Lady has said, this war that is raging today is not a secular war, but a war of the spirits, Lucifer against the Eternal Father. It is the spiritual Armageddon that now rages upon Earth. And so their number one agenda really is to dissolve Christianity altogether. And as such, their number one enemy really is the Pope, because he sits at the top of everything they hate, the Christian religion. The Pope embodies and represents everything that they are against. He is their number one target. Because of this international situation now, the Pope's life is in grave danger and that we have to pray for him. And this is really what we're trying to bring home today, that the present terror is all part of an international network to bring down Christianity and to make the free nations subject to these trilateralists of one world. They sicked their dog on America back on September 11th, and without prayer, they're going to sick their dog on the Pope next. In their plans, they hope to dissolve all national and religious sovereignties so that the church and all nations can merge into this new international one-world government and religion. It is for reason that Our Lady has said that New York is the Babylon written of in the Book of Apocalypse, because this is the seat of evil upon earth. It is the seat of the United Nations, the abortion capital of the world. And the instrumentation of the UN has been and will be the cause of death for many innocents throughout the world, beginning in the streets of New York. As it says in the Book of Apocalypse concerning Babylon, I quote here, "And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth." Apocalypse 18:24. New York is called Babylon, too, because it is through the instrumentation of the UN that the nations of earth will be led into bondage and slavery under the tyranny of this one world government. The world's peoples will be herded like cattle under one roof and will be branded like cattle with the mark of the beast. As Our Lady has said, the one known as Antichrist will soon emerge as the visible head of this coming one world regime. This whole epoch of time that we call the latter days or post-Vatican II era has been a time of conditioning to sort of break down our moral fabric and prepare the way for this evil one. As St. Paul said, the man of sin would not be revealed, quote, unless there come first a revolt. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. And this is what we have seen in our time, the change of the everlasting ordinance, a revolt. And in fact, this is why the new mass of Vatican II was called the Novus Ordo, or New Order, because this was to set the stage and pave the way toward a coming New World Order. See, they just want to condition your thoughts. It doesn't happen, as Our Lady said, overnight. It takes, you know, 20, 30 years, and then they can roll with the show. As we indicated before, the Masons had infiltrated the Second Vatican Council, and they were the ones responsible for this new tag or image that has been given to the Catholic Church today. It's like the crucifixion, where they removed Christ's sacred garments and cloaked them instead with dirty rags. And that is exactly what they did when they removed the beautiful draping of the old Latin liturgy and cloaked the church with this new mod that they call the Novus Ordo. This basically set the stage for all the other changes that were to come into the church. And so the way that you return the church back to orthodoxy is by returning the traditional Latin Mass. I quote from the message of July 1st, 1985, where Veronica speaks on behalf of our Lord, and says, "Jesus is not pleased with the manner in which his clergy are carrying out their vocations and also the Mass. Jesus wishes that the old Mass be returned to wipe out many of the errors that have crept in since the new Mass has started." Unquote. You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the radio program designated to bring to you the urgent message of Our Lady at Bayside. We are going to listen now to a segment of the message from Our Lady as it was delivered to Veronica at the vigil of February 10th, 1976. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see the Blessed Virgin Mary and her son. Veronica would repeat out loud the message they would give her. Now what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Virgin Mary speaking through her.
"You will continue, my child, to give the message of warning to the world. You must not concern yourselves of those who reject this message, for your mission as a voice box of heaven is to give the message and hasten on to reach another. You will find, my child, your trials increase each day. The reward given to those who love and honor the Eternal Father in their lifetimes shall not be found upon your earth, for you are reserved for your reward in the kingdom of your God. Who, my child, can understand fully the ways of the Eternal Father? That is why you will give over your will to him. The way to the kingdom is truly, my child, the way of the cross. I am well aware, my child, of your sorrow in not being upon my sacred grounds, the shrine. However, remember, I have told you that you will return. Persevere, the time is growing near. Yes, there is a spring upon the grounds of waters for cure. When the time is right, the Eternal Father shall bring the waters up. The enemy stands guard. The deceived children of God, my child, you must pray for them. If they receive the light because of your prayers and the prayers of others, they too shall understand. They have not received this light because too few have prayed for them. They give themselves over to the human frailty of anger and judgment. Pray for them, and you will see a miracle.
You are listening to St. Michael's broadcast, and we have been listening to a tape recording of Veronica receiving the message from heaven on the sacred grounds. That was the Blessed Virgin speaking to the seer, Veronica. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy. It goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict Medal and Our Lady of the Roses Medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors. It goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. Of particular interest is our 60-minute report on the great tsunami that devastated parts of Southeast Asia back on December 26, 2004. This includes startling predictions from Veronica 30 years ago and shows how this is a divine warning that must be heeded if we are to avert future disasters, and how this was an act of mercy to rescue the children from the evils of sexual abuse and slave labor so prevalent in Southeast Asia. This goes for only $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. For those wishing to learn more about our saintly seer, Veronica, you'll want to order our 70-minute tape entitled The Warmth and Humanity of Veronica of the Cross. In a moving dissertation, Michael Mangan focuses on the compassion and down-to-earth humanity of Veronica and how she had to earn her crown through personal struggle. Veronica's close worker and longtime friend, Mary de Blasio, provides an inside look into Veronica's personal character. This also includes a stirring homily from Father Robert Skirla, former International Blue Army chaplain, on the integrity of Veronica and the Bayside Message. Also, this joyfully recounts the glories and supernatural wonders of the 34th anniversary of Bayside. Again, $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. And for a mere $9.95, we'll send you our Gloria Laus. This is a fine collection of Latin Gregorian chants sung by the talented Bauer sisters of the Cape Cod Scala Sancta Cecilia. Again, that's available on CD for $9.95, a real steal. For your reading edification, we carry the complete set of Heaven Speaks Today, which are illuminating prophecies and excerpts that are extracted from the Bayside Message. Each issue of Heaven Speaks highlights a particular topic of Our Lady's message. The entire set of Heaven Speaks is only $1.50. Individual issues are only a dime each. You can't beat that. And to complete your spiritual reading, we carry the official Roman Catholic Bible. This is the Douay Rheims version, which is the most accurate version of Holy Scripture in the English language. Normally, this would run you $50. It's yours today for only $34.95. This is something that no Christian home should be without. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 888-830-7692. And that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send a letter to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you the urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the world. One of the fruits of the Second Vatican Council has been the Church's non-committed stand with regards to sin, where the ruling members just allow all manner of error to prevail in their midst without doing anything to stop it. And this has been Our Lady's great heartache, that the clergy are not taking a decisive stand against the evils that are attacking the Church. Their rationale can almost be compared to someone's house that's on fire. The drapes, the carpet, and the couch are going up in smoke, children included, and the parents are just sitting in the middle of the room playing cards, eating popcorn, like nothing is happening. And that basically tells the story of the Church today. The flames of heresy are gutting the Church. The devil is stomping all over the Church through his agents, the modernists, the feminists, and now the homosexuals, and nothing is being done to stop this. For instance, there's been all the publicity now about the child molesters among the priests, and yet the Church hierarchy still continues to harbor those of criminal aspiration. We refer, of course, to the homosexuals and radical liberals. They are the ones who are spawning this pedophile corruption among the clergy. What can you expect when many of our Catholic chancellors today now have ministry to gay Catholics listed right in their directories, and they don't even hide it? The Archdiocese of Los Angeles is a perfect example of this. The recent sex abuse charges brought against Cardinal Mahoney are but child's play compared to what he has going on in his archdiocese. But this represents really what's going on in most of our Catholic archdioceses throughout America. These programs have been set up deliberately to cater to the interests of homosexuals, to foster, to nourish their cause. And what is their cause but molesting little boys and being pervert? Woe to the world because of scandals, as it says in Matthew 18:7. And to think that this is being done under the tag of Catholicism. This indeed is a scandal because it is telling the public that the Catholic Church is something that incorporates homosexuals. Now we're talking about the sin of Sodom. This is the sin that cries to heaven for vengeance, for which Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. The basic difference between Sodom and Gomorrah and today is at least back then they had the decency to admit they were sinners. But now they're trying to pass this rot off as religion. They call it compassion. Be not taken with any false notions. These programs have not been set up to help homosexuals be normal or clean, nor are they intended to educate the gay community as to the dangerous and illicit nature of their condition. But their purpose is to defend gayhood and make issue of their degraded aspirations of men with men working that which is filthy. That's a quote from Romans 1:27. In other words, they are ministering to their shame, not to their souls. And as long as we have homosexuals and modernist liberals teaching in our seminaries, they will continue to produce pedophile priests. So we are appealing to our good priests to do what they can to purge this corruption from our midst, and to insist with their bishops that they eradicate these gay lesbian programs from their jurisdiction altogether. Our ministry to homosexuals is to liberate them from their vice through confession, and not to sustain their addiction through irresponsible programs, for thereby we are fueling their insolent behavior against the youth. It matters not to them whether their partner be adult or child. It's whatever gratifies their shame. And as long as we allow these programs to exist among us, our children will continue to be in jeopardy. The worst of it is that these gay lesbian programs are backed by many of our U.S. bishops. And until that time when they can purge the sodomite rot from their households, our children will continue to be, truly, the victims of their elders. So we must pray that the bishops of America will finally ban homosexuality and stand firm against anything that gives rise to the abuse of innocent children. For obvious reasons, we can see the wisdom of Our Lady's message of November 24, 1979, when she said, "I come to you from heaven as a mediatrix between God and man. You must listen to me now. I warned you in the past that your medias of communication are controlled. The only guide you will have now are the messages from heaven, given through various seers and other miraculous manifestations from the Eternal Father to man." Unquote. So Our Lady is saying that we have to look to heaven now for our direction, and not to expect this direction to come forth from the pulpits of the church. You will not receive any counsel today, for instance, to avoid television, to avoid movies and entertainment, to shun the world in general, the counsel to pray the rosary daily, to wear the brown scapular, to observe faithfully the Ten Commandments in the holy fear of God, remembering that if you break one commandment, you break them all, to retain the knowledge of hell and purgatory and live accordingly, to read only the old catechisms and Bibles printed before 1964, to shun the reform of Vatican II, to flee from charismatic gatherings in the church, to avoid shorts, t-shirts, or any kind of casual dress in church, and especially for women to wear only dresses and cover their heads in church, and much, much more. Naturally, this lifestyle will set you apart from the world a bit, but that's precisely the agenda of Christ, to draw us out of the world and lead us on to that world of splendor to come. And by following this royal path of self-renunciation, we are being obedient to our baptismal calling. Many today among us, even good Catholics, are earnestly looking for a spiritual director only because deep down they are hoping their director will place them under obedience to shun Veronica so they can avoid being persecuted by the world and by their church members. But Our Lady says we must shun the opinion of man and stand firm in our convictions toward heaven, even if it means being hated by the entire church. If Jesus today is hated by his own church, then why would we want to be under their direction? That's truly a disgrace unto us. As Our Lady has said, even the good priests today are misled. Only a remnant few have truly kept the faith. And you're only going to run into one of these every 10 years or so. So we can't be looking for spiritual directors in the church. And besides, the practice of having a spiritual director is something that is reserved only for priests and nuns. Lay people are not to assume the image of priest or religious, where we administer blessings or sacraments, or have a spiritual director. In fact, this was Padre Pio's direction to the faithful, that lay people should not have spiritual directors, in the strict sense of the word. The whole point of the Bayside message is to offer the world that spiritual direction that is so sorely needed today. Jesus and Mary now are our spiritual directors. So if spiritual direction is what you are truly looking for, here's your chance. We would invite you to write in for the messages of Jesus and Mary. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And that just about wraps it up for today. Please join with us next week as we continue with this urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the world. Until then, may Our Lady bless you, and may she shower you with graces and abundance.